Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey everyone, this is the Millionaire Hippies Podcast with your host, Boom Shikha, where we chat about spirituality, business, and health. We all want to live self-actualizing, fulfilling lives with joy, prosperity, and gratitude. Let's go on this beautiful journey together.
Hello everyone, I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shikha and I welcome you to my channel. I'm so grateful that you're listening, subscribing and commenting, and as you can see I'm recording indoors today. It is cloudy outside and it might actually even rain, I'm not sure, but so I decided, okay, let's keep it simple.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
So just sit on my desk and get some videos done. So in this one, I wanted to speak to you about my childhood, actually. Because I've been noticing that a lot of people have been messaging me and saying, you're doing really well for yourself, or, you know, you've kind of gotten over whatever it was that held you back. You know, how did you do it? You must have had a really good childhood, or your parents must be very supportive. And I'm like, yeah, definitely my parents are very supportive. Everything is awesome. But I went through a lot of weird things when I was younger too, not to blame anyone or to, Yeah, just not to blame anyone. It's just the way it is. That's life. That's lessons, I think. We all need to go through this, right? So what I really wanted to do through this video is to kind of make you understand that no matter the person that you're looking at, no matter what they are right now, they've been through a billion things in their life, right? And so I wanted to give you a little bit of an idea of, what I believe happened in my childhood. So many things happened in my childhood. But some of the things that made me feel alone and made me have this sense of emptiness inside of me. When I was younger, when I was a child, I mean, a very young child, I was extremely, how do I say it? Bubbly and vivacious and adventurous. I was actually extremely brave, actually. You would say that I'm brave right now again, and maybe I am again, but back then I was afraid of nothing, as children are. I was so powerful. I can still remember my power and how unafraid I was of everything. And then, life happened, obviously. And, people came into my life, teachers that perhaps put me down or pushed me up. And my parents were having a lot of issues with their own stuff. And so, obviously, they didn't have as much time to deal with me. They were nuclear parents. And nuclear families, really, in general, I feel, is such a terrible idea. It is independence, of course, but also it's a. I'm sure you've heard of the saying that it takes a village to raise a child, and they've actually done studies on it that says that you need six people to raise one child. That's what someone recently told me, and I looked it up. So it doesn't necessarily have to be the parents, but it has to be a family, like a grandmother's parents, sisters, brothers, nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, right? And so yes, communal families or multi-generational families are so tiresome sometimes, but there's a reason why they actually work as well in order to raise children, because parents themselves have very little time, especially nowadays where both parents are working, and usually the child is not even being raised by their parents, but by a daycare facility. I have a friend right now who is working in one, and the children there are like from 18, sorry, 8 months to 14 months. Some of them can barely talk. So, and they spend all day long with her. She's amazing. She's a great caretaker, but they don't spend time with their parents at all, like at all. And they're babies, right? I mean, this is the kind of world we live in. So in general, like my parents have very little time, and also I kind of got sexually molested when I was 10 or 11 years old, something like that. And that, all of whatever life was, life kind of pummeled me down a bit or gave me a lesson, if you want to look at it that way. And I became really shy and withdrawn and nervous and anxious all the time. I was afraid all the time. I was afraid of everything, everything, everything. I was afraid of my parents dying. I was afraid of them living. I was afraid of them going outside. I was afraid of going to the washroom by myself. I was afraid of taking a shower. Like, I was afraid to eat in public, I was afraid of everything. And I've told you this before. And then I went to university in Canada. So we moved to Canada. Little by little, I was able to get over my shyness. I pretended, that I was okay, that I wasn't as afraid as I was. Of course, I faked it. But then we moved to Canada and I went to university there. And there, I really gained a lot of my independence, my freedom, and my courage back. Not all of it, but a lot of it back. Because Canada is such a great country to live in. They really do push children up, they really do push women up. And, I felt so included and accepted and loved, even though I was just a new Canadian. I felt like I could do anything, I could be anyone. And I got a part-time job while I was in school, and the fact that I was making money, that boosted my confidence up a little bit more. And then I went through that phase, and I'm sure I've told you about this already, that phase where I was so empty on the inside, because like it felt like I had achieved everything at the age of 21. Like I had a great job. I got a really good full-time job with the CB for the CBSA, which is like the Border Services Agency in Canada, really well paid job. I was set for life. I would never have to work hard again. I just had to work the minimal amount, and I would make a lot of money doing nothing really at the government and very cushy job. More than enough money to take care of all of my expenses and more. Like, I had lots of money to spend on nonsensical things. But of course, as you can imagine, I felt like, wow, is this it? Okay, so yeah, I'm just gonna work at this job forever and then I'm done and then that's it, that's life. And of course, it felt really tiring to even think about the fact that I would have to work for the next 50 years or whatever it might be, 45 years or more or less in that position. Or maybe even if I moved around, to be surrounded by those lackluster people who didn't have that many goals or ambitions or aspirations for life, it made me feel so exhausted, just the thought of it, right? And so I started searching. I started searching. I started searching. I started searching. I wanted to find something different, something new, something more, something that would challenge me, something that would enthrall me, something that would inspire me, something that would make me feel come alive from the inside out. And that lingering sense of emptiness, and I just had a conversation with someone about this, that sense of emptiness, that sense like, is this all there is? Like, and I think that this affects more people who have everything in life, right? And we're just given it, and or we were not just given it, but we just got it somehow, or we found it, or we made it, and then we have it, and then we're done, right? And so we got it, and then we're like, okay, so that's it. I don't have to do anything else. I just let rest of my laurels for the rest of my life. It feels empty somehow, right? Not that I'm saying that we should always be striving or working for something more, growing and all that stuff. I think for myself that is a definitely requirement. Not everyone needs it though. Not everyone needs it. There are some dogs outside and they're obviously having a party. So obviously some people don't need it, but for me particularly as an individual, I really needed it. I need it still. I need that push, I need that drive, I need that ambition, I need that motivation to work towards something better, something newer, something bolder, something brighter. Now, I'm not saying that I constantly need to be working, but I just constantly need to be growing, expanding, I think is the real word that I'm looking for. I constantly need to be expanding. It can be in a very small manner, really. As long as I'm learning a new language, like one or two words of a new language every day, I feel great. I feel expansive. I feel like, oh, good, I'm actually moving forward. Awesome. And so it doesn't need to be like, I'm taking over the world, obviously, but it needs to be a little bit of expansion. And then that lingering sense of emptiness, that emptiness I felt that, is this all there is? Is this what I'm supposed to do for the rest of my life? Just work at this really well-paid job for the rest of my life, being bored? It felt, as I said, exhausting, but also empty, completely unmotivating, uninspiring, right? And so you know the rest of my story. I kind of like searched for 10 years. I did like lots of coaching, lots of searching, lots of reading. Maybe some other people might have gotten the answer faster. I didn't. It took me a long time to get here. I'm 37 now. I think I started searching when I was 22. So it's been 15 years. But I would say like I found the answer when I was 30. So about 8 years of searching, and I was like, all right, I know the answer. So I found out the answer, what was necessary for me to cure my feeling of emptiness, but I was too afraid to follow it. And it took me another couple of years to be like, all right, get it done. Stop be standing in your own way. Stop being such an idiot. Go on, you can do it. Just keep on going. I know you can do it. And then pushing myself forward, right? So it took me a long time to get here, as you can imagine. I'm not there yet. I would say like I'm extremely content now and I'm really happy with the way things are going, but I have so much more to learn. Actually, in fact, the more I learn, the more I realize I don't know anything. And you've seen my videos, I'm sure. Maybe some of you have seen me from the beginning and you know I've made a lot of progress in the person that I am, but there's so much more work to be done. And so I'm excited. I'm actually really excited because it is fun. For me, I love this, right? Like if it was all over and I was perfect, or if that's even possible. But if I was there, you know, at the grand goal or whatever that goal is, what then, right? What are you going to do then? After that, what do you do? Just sit around and wait for yourself, wait to die? I mean, like, it seems so futile, right? I mean, the answer, also, the question also comes up, you know, like, am I making up stuff to move towards? But it doesn't actually feel that way, because I feel like my soul is excited and happy to be alive. It feels like my soul is, like, excited to get up in the morning and be like, all right, what are we going to do today? Yay! some days, it's not. Some days I'm like, oh my God, I just want to sleep in. But most days I would say 95%, 90% of the days I'm like really excited to get up and really excited to be alive and excited to get stuff done. So I wanted to share a little bit of my past history. Maybe you're interested, maybe you're not, and you're like, oh my God, this is boring. You know, my story seems very interesting to me, but it might not be to you. But I wanted to share this because I wanted to let you know that if you're struggling right now in life, that's okay, because everyone goes through that struggle. You know, you might look at the end result and you look at what I'm doing right now and you're like, oh yeah, yeah, she's a healthy INFJ and everything's perfect in her life. She has nothing to worry about. Yeah, but it took me 50 years to get here, right? And to realize that it's okay if you're struggling right now, it's okay, because it's just a valley and the peak is coming. And little by little, you'll get there as well. Everyone goes through this, like everyone. Sometimes those valley's a little bit shorter, perhaps. My valley was really long. Maybe yours won't be that long. Maybe it'll be a year or two long. Years, 2 or 3 years maybe, and then you'll be done. Maybe it'll be longer, you know, who knows? But like, that's not the point. The point is that it's okay. Yeah, no need to berate yourself for it. There's nothing wrong with you because you're going through this. Everyone goes through it, really, truly, I promise you. Okay. If you have questions about this, let me know and I shall do a follow-up video, of course. But I hope this helps. I'm really grateful again that you're listening, subscribing, and commenting. I appreciate your support. And I shall see you the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. Go check out my website at themillionairehippie.com if you want more free, awesome content. If you really like the podcast, please consider giving me a 5-star review on iTunes. Until next time, namaste.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.